August, capital of months. It's the time we've been building up to all year here on NU All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
another one.
Talk to me.
Well, happy August here from In You All Along. If you haven't been making the most of your summer, you've got a few weeks left. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's where we are. It's where things are nowadays. Get into it or get off the bus. I don't know what bus that is. But there's only so many seats. No, that's not true. There's enough summer for everyone. I'm going to just stop talking nonsense right now and tell you that you just heard from the Spearmint Sea. Their song Signs and Coins off their 2020 album, The Ampersand Twins. Spearmint Sea will be playing tomorrow at noon at the one set up at Boynton Yards, which has been churning out great shows. I mean, I say this every week, but it's a pretty amazing to have live music again, and it's pretty amazing to have a venue rise up out of the ashes and take over a parking lot and suddenly become like the hottest spot for live music in town. But anyway, that's what's going on at once. Tomorrow, Spearmint Sea will be playing with True Faith, The Final Sound, and Gloss Goddess. It's a 12 p.m. doors, 1 p.m. show. Prior to the Spearmint Sea, we heard from Kathy Snacks with a new one, a new single of hers. She just put out, the single is Changeling, and that was the B-side called On a Winter's Day. Came out a few weeks ago, right here, Boston, Massachusetts. Before that, we heard someone called Spife from Nashville, Tennessee, with a track called Kinda Sad, huh? From Blinded Creatures Disc 3, Purgatory. That is also a 2021 release. Spife, I only learned today, is a hybrid combination of a spoon and a knife. You've seen them. It's like that spoon with the serrated teeth kind of on like one quarter of its edge. And it's completely useless as a knife. But they want you to feel like they gave you something extra. That's kind of a metaphor for In You All Along. Kind of useless, but we want you to feel like you got something extra. We opened up this show and this set at the top of the hour with Yui Lab, a favorite every year this time of the year, with St. Elmo's Fire, the spatio-dynamic version off the 1997 EP with several versions there, several renditions of the Brian Eno classic St. Elmo's Fire. That EP was called Fires. And that catches us up, brings us back up to date, which only means one thing, that the way is cleared for more excellent music to come. So stay tuned.
Hey, y'all. We need to come together and unite our country. Your country too. Don't let nobody take your vote away from you. They are trying hard to stop America's shame. Fight hard or go vote. Let them see your name. It don't matter what side you choose. It don't matter if they win. Let's go.
Ես փողոքում եմ, իրավունք ունեմ կանկատ գրելու ամբողջ աշխարհին, որ հայոց փողը ետ վերադարձվի և դրվի բանտում տարաբոհային, տարաբոհային, տարաբոհային. Ստել բարդեզը հայոց անձայ երկրի, թրանից հետո եթե մեր նեմել, ի հոգին ուրախ և հավեր ժգալուրի, այս պովերը դուք տեսնում եք այեր, և այն փողերեք պախտի բատպության, լոգ ծանգարալով հարցեր չեն լզում, այս է մեզ ասում Յանկա Այժմյան, պետք է վայկարել, պետք է վայկարել, և պետք է սոսկալ մահից սեփական, մահվան քրով էլ բարդավորենք մենք, միացյալ տեսնել հողը հայկական, հողը հայկական. Սանգանալով հարցեր չեմ ուզում, այս եմ ես ասում, յանքը այժմ յան, պետք է պայքարել, պետք է պայքարել, եւ պետք է սոսկալ մահից սեփական, մահվան քնովել բարձավոր ենք մենք, միացյալ դեսնել, հողը հայկական, հողը հայկական, հողը հայկական.
It's good to hear your voice. I'm telling the truth in the sense that I'm a singer, but I'm not actually here to tell it. If you need proof, I can tell you that while I tie my shoes one shoe at a time, I can untie both of them at once. This is First Aid. It's a two-word grouping like raise awareness, soft knowing, good person, natural disaster, retirement community, false promise, or world record. Flowchart is usually one compound word, by the way. Did you know the normal intelligible outdoor range of a voice like mine in still air is 180 meters? That's 590 feet, 6.6 inches. There's another language, I think it's mostly whistled, that's intelligible under ideal conditions at 8 kilometers, that's about 5 miles. There is a recorded case under optimal acoustic conditions of the human voice being detectable at a distance of 17 kilometers, that's about 10 and a half miles, across still water at night. This is that recorded case in the sense that this is the case that is on a recording. These are those optimal conditions. Here's the thing, I'm not really here, but I'm trying to do something good for the first time so you can hear my voice from more than 10 and a half miles away. I'm not trying to be clever, this is a recording of my voice. I'm speaking from a fireworks store after hours in Indiana or something, pretty far away. This isn't metaphysical, I just went somewhere else, somewhere about 62 miles away. This is my voice from 327,360 feet away. These are ideal conditions for sound to travel 3,900,000 inches. Let's try It's Good to Hear Your Voice. And to be left in a room with thousands of things that could explode and feel like there's nothing left, and at least nothing to look at, just things to look past. I come here when they're open, obviously, but hide a little before closing time behind some Roman candles, and then wait for the lights to go off and the doors to lock. I feel safe then, you know. There are no windows in these places. Did you know that the loudest thing you've ever heard is still happening right now? You just can't hear it anymore. Let's try It's Good to Hear Your Voice. I've hired some friends in the past to put on big suits and slowly, piece by piece, dismantle and steal an entire bridge to sell for scrap or to melt the metal down themselves, I suppose. I don't mean to be confusing, this is all really happening and it's the reason why they've never reopened the fireworks store since the first time I tried this maneuver. They all take a bridge to get to work, and my friends have stolen the entire bridge. I pay them by the hour, which reminds me, this is a company of limited liability, which means we can only be held partially responsible for our actions. These are our opening minutes. Let's try It's Good to Hear Your Voice. You told me once, you have the ability to get homesick about anything. Your home, your hometown, your mother tongue, singing anything other than the first song you ever learned. But also homesick for things, itches, small talk phrases, images in a frame, and I said, this isn't homesickness, you just fear change and you like to stay home. And you said, don't have to put it that way, I don't fear change, I just don't like it when stuff changes. And I'm levitating between two time zones, though I don't think I've ever been inside either of them.
Everybody knows, yeah.
Well, that was a long set with a lot to tell you about, so I'm just going to jump right in and say you just heard from the Wild Strawberries with a new album of theirs called Dear Post Haste. That track was called A Good Man Is Hard to Find. I kind of lost track of the Wild Strawberries from up there in Canada, who I first heard many, many years ago on Much Music when I was house-sitting at a place that had it on cable. Good to hear them still going. Before that, we heard from a project called Focus Group LLC, which is a man named Ethan Parcell from Chicago. That was a track called Act 1, First Aid, Opening Minutes, Levitating Between Time Zones, from a recording of his called World Record from 2018. A sprawling work, for sure. Before that, we heard from Tall Can from up in Tacoma, Washington, with the 2012 track Goonie Goo Goo. As all Eddie Murphy fans of the 1980s were recognized as the gibberish speak of the Bigfoots. That's from his 2012 album Test of Time. Before that, we heard from Martin Yorgans, the Armenian performer, with his song Amen Ayin Sirdov, with All My Heart from Silk Road, compilation Silk Road Journey of the Armenian Diaspora 1971 to 1982. Came out earlier this year. Played you something else off of it. Terrific from beginning to end, whether you are an Armenian music aficionado or not. Check it out from Rocky Hill Records. Prior to that, we heard from Daryl Kelly with his March On for Voting Rights, a brand new one from yesterday. I have loved Daryl Kelly's song about vaccination that was in the vaccination special episode back in May or April or something like that. And it's been in my head the whole time. So sincere, so heartfelt from the Boston native, now in Atlanta. Man, oh man, oh man. And behind me, I gotta say, is Clam, but with a B. Clam, from right here in Boston. That is their track called Fields Cornelius from the 2021 album called Earth Mother Grapefruit. Clam will be playing this Wednesday the 11th with Fully Celebrated Orchestra at the Midway Cafe, a 14-day trek overland by donkey pulled wagon in Jamaica Plain. It's not that far. Just feels like that. Anyway, speaking of live music, believe it or not, this Saturday, tomorrow, wow, I'm going to see Lou Barlow play in someone's backyard in Mansfield, Massachusetts. There are still tickets available for that, and I would go if I were you. But maybe if I can't convince you, maybe a few songs of Lou Barlow's from over the years will do just that. So here are a few of those. Maybe it'll sway you.
Walking question when I know the answer right. Ask me if I love her as I tell her it's alright. When nothing in my life would hurt, I turned into an idiot. Am I draining her desire? Am I smothered her with love? When nothing in her life would hurt, she came up all an idiot. Vampire, vampire.
So there you go. There's a little mini excitement stoking overview of, I don't know if you can call three songs an overview of anything. There's three songs from Lou Barlow in his various incarnations. Most recently, a track called Sit Back and Watch from, I guess, a series that Lou was doing over time called the Artist Enabler Club. There are, I want to say, like 100 tracks in there. I don't even remember. He just released that as one big compilation just this past month, and you can get it for yourself. That track is a Franklin Bruno song. In fact, the way the track is titled says Sit Back and Watch Franklin Bruno, which I guess you could do too, but you can also sit back and watch Lou Barlow, like I said, playing in Mansfield in someone's backyard tomorrow night. So yeah, Google that, get on it. Before that, we heard from the Folk Implosion, Lou Barlow and John Davis, Electric Idiot from the Electric Idiot / Take a Look Around EP combination that came out in 1995. We opened up that little set with Vampire from Sebado, from their 1992 album Smash Your Head on the Punk Rock. All right, we got a few minutes left here, just a waning few minutes left. We got some more good stuff coming your way, a bunch of local tracks, a small bunch, three, so stay tuned.
Loaded for sickness, where they're in. in the old country before the threshold broke. We had a gig in the seedy little bar we all thought was some kind of joke. There were cobwebs on the ceiling, at the bar was the wraith of a man. He whispered, "Get the hell up on the stage or leave while you still can." So I picked up my banjo and I took a look into the crowd. All I saw was a hero that kind of made the devil proud. Oh, it was zombies doing a hole now and goonies stomping their feet. And as long as we kept on dancing, they would grin and lick their teeth. All the werewolves were howling, all the banshees were in town. The place was rocking and rolling and the beasts were getting down.
Thank you. COVID-19 vaccine is available for free to everyone living, working, or studying in Massachusetts. You don't need an ID or health insurance. Protect yourself, your family, and your community. Schedule your appointment at mass.gov/COVID-vaccine.
All right. That's going to do it for the music for this hour, where you just heard from Night Spell, featuring Shauna Carmody, among others, with their brand new track called Pegasus. They are going to be playing at dusk down in Providence, which I'm so glad to see is up and running and having shows, with Robin Lane, Kid Gulliver, Justine and the Unclean, and the Jacklights next Saturday, August 14th. Prior to that, we heard one of those rarities off of If You Like Things Rare, the compilation from 2018 of 3-Day Threshold. That song was called the We're All Gonna Die Boogie. Before that, we opened up that short set with My Own Cage from our local own Swivel. Another new track from this summer. Swivel are playing. They're playing at O'Brien's tomorrow, August 7th, Saturday, with The Worst with Dana Colley. That is it. That is going to do it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning into In You All Along here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Stay tuned for more pre-programmed, pre-recorded, homemade canned radio coming up next.